Welcome to the Lioness Queen podcast, where our motto is all about living residue-free, not allowing the residue from a negative event in your life hinder you from moving forward where God is leading and directing you. Your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha, founder, speaker, author, divorce coach, and licensed minister, provides motivating messages that will help encourage and empower women to live their best life beyond their past and recognize the worth of their crown. Now let's jump into your weekly dose of letting go of the past and living totally residue-free. Here's your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha.
Welcome back, my Lioness Queens. Today is November the 23rd. The fourth Thursday in the month of November. Happy November. Happy Thursday. But guess what? Happy Thanksgiving. Yes, today is Thanksgiving and we should have a heart of Thanksgiving in spite of. We have to be thankful no matter what. Thankful no matter what is going on in your life. Thankful no matter what the weapon is, we win. And be thankful that God chose you. Amen. Again, thank you so much for all of your support of the Lioness Queen podcast. I cannot thank you enough. We are, I would say, almost 2 weeks away from my new book coming out, Resuscitate the Heart, a 12-week workbook to heal the trauma within. Pre-sales will start tomorrow. That's right. I am so excited. So make sure you follow me on Facebook and Instagram. You can find me on under Marisha Stewart or Lioness Queen. So pre-sale information is forthcoming. Or you can also visit our website, www.iamthelionessqueen.com, where we are still in the month of November. We're still talking about being thankful. And this week's episode is called Thankful That God Chose Me. Well, before we get started, you know how we love doing it on this podcast. We always, we love starting out with a quote or a poem to get our episodes started. We love supporting others, other poets' creativity, and we are so honored to do so. So today, I'm not going to use a poem. I'm not going to use a quote. I'm going straight to the Word of God. And so I'm coming from Ephesians 1:4 that says, He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and blameless before Him in love. You know how we praise and glorify God. He has poured out every single blessing in the heavenly realms to us, you know, and it's because we are united with Him by faith. And we should rejoice for the one thing, right, of the cut diamond of His immeasurable grace. With which, I'm getting tongue-tied here today. God has chosen to bless you. God has chosen to bless us. But it is through His immeasurable grace. Amen. And so it's not by chance. It's not by fate. It's not by luck. It's not a fluke that we are blessed, right? But God desires to shower His wonderful love on all of us who believe in Him. And when you think about Ephesians, Paul, you know, he really emphasizes God's blessing on His people. And he says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and blameless before Him in love. So Paul was writing to the believers in Ephesus, and he wanted to remind them of their predestination, because he knew that the truth would transform their lives, and truth does. It's not about opinion. It is about God's truth. And, you know, I can't necessarily say we really fully understand how it works, but even if we believe it about this predestination, we can treat it like a multiple choice exam, right? We'll check the right box, but then we go about the rest of our lives kind of unsure how predestination, really how it applies to us. And for many of us, knowing that we are chosen, you know, we think it is some type of what you would call social security number, right? And we got to make sure it's right, but not a detail that impacts our daily lives. And so Paul told the Ephesians that they were chosen. And God tells you that you are chosen. And so I want to talk about four things. I'm going to be really quick today because today is Thanksgiving. But I want to talk about four things that to be thankful that God chose you. Number one, assurance during the struggle. And so if we know that salvation began in the purpose of God, then we can be sure it will be completed in the purpose of God. What God starts, He always finishes. And that is comforting to know, right? That's comforting to know that whatever He starts in our lives, He finishes. That there's a lot more in stake in our salvation than just you. God saves people to use, right? Paul's phrase is the praise of His glory. And what does that mean? Right? What does that mean, the praise of His glory? That means He has bound up the glory of His name in our salvation. And every, you know, I would say many Christians, you know, I know struggles sometimes with that assurance of our salvation. And you look at your heart and think, can I really be a Christian and struggle with that? But God didn't choose us because we were good. He didn't choose us because we were perfect. He didn't choose us because we dotted all the I's and crossed all the T's. He's not counting on your goodness to keep us saved, to keep you saved. We aren't chosen because we're good. We're chosen because He is good. Amen. Number two, there's strength after failure. And so knowing God has chosen us, the power to keep, He's chosen us the power to keep back up again after we failed it. And if I know that God finishes what He starts, then we can have an assurance that even though today was consumed maybe by something devastating, maybe something traumatic, maybe something that didn't go in your right, maybe a diagnosis, God's decree for your tomorrow is victory. And that victory isn't a matter of that everything in your life is going perfect, that your life, that you have perfect health, that you have all this money in your bank account. It is a matter of holiness. God didn't choose us for a life of ease or comfort or wealth. When God gave me that, because right now my husband just had brain surgery and he's dealing with, you know, sometimes he can be delusional. Sometimes he doesn't always talk nice. And so God didn't choose us for a life of ease or comfort or wealth, but that we should be holy and blameless before Him. Most days, right? And most days that feels like a long way off. Excuse me. But if we trust in Christ, if we trust in Him, we can rest assured that it will happen, that your future holiness is as sure as Jesus. Number three, hope in our trials. Paul says that God predestined all things according to the counsel of His will. All things. All things. It doesn't even seem, you know, like that really could happen. But even in those moments when you feel hurt, when you feel pain, when you feel victimized, when you feel quote unquote unlucky, when you feel things are unfair in your life, God is turning around everything, and everything is working out for your good. When you believe this, pain and suffering can lose its sting. And the worst part of suffering isn't the suffering itself. It's the feeling of hopelessness and meaninglessness. It is a feeling that you don't know what to do in the moment. And most of us can endure some pain if we know there is purpose behind it. So my question for you today is, what is the purpose in the pain? Do you know what the purpose in the pain is? It's when that pain seems pointless that we go off track, that we doubt, that fear rises up in us, where we start to feel despair. What God says to us is that nothing in this Christian life is wasted. Nothing is wasted. So whatever you're going through today, nothing is wasted. No suffering is wasted. In your life, things may come up random. Things may come up and seem pointless. Things may come up and seem out of control, but nothing is wasted. And when you see that God has literally harnessed everything in the universe, right? He's using everything in the universe. He's using the valleys. He's using the mountains. He's using the giants to work out for your good. Have hope today in those moments. And lastly, number four, there's confidence in disciple making. God is making a disciple out of us every single day. And I think one of the biggest misconceptions about predestination is that it removes an urgency for us to share the gospel. Well, God's already chosen who is saved. So it doesn't matter if you witness or not. This, you know, I would say this is kind of the exact opposite picture we see in the New Testament. For Paul, the fact that God has chosen, he had chosen some, was precisely why he had the confidence to witness. And in the book of Acts, God told him, go on preaching, because I have many people in this city. Paul was ready to give up, but knowing that God had predestined, right? He had predestined some. Some gave him confidence to share and to keep sharing. God never tells us we're chosen. He never tells us we're chosen so we can look at the world and say, well, that's too bad for you. You shouldn't be sitting around pondering why God saved you instead of not your non-believing friends. You should realize that God saved you for the sake of your non-believing friends. He chose you because he wants to choose others. And God says, I chose you. I chose you to go bear fruit. And so what should we do? Go bear fruit and be thankful that God chose us. I mean, where did the time go? This was really reflective, I would say. It was really reflective for me, because there is always a predestination of what God had chose, and he chose you. But he wants us to be thankful, right? He wants us to be thankful that he chose us when we didn't even have a sense to choose ourselves. God wants us to have an assurance in the struggle. An assurance. And that assurance is in him. God will give us strength in the struggle. No matter what we're going through, he is our strength. He wants us to have hope in our trials, not hope in man, not hope in our own ability, not hope in the doctors or in the treatment, but hope in him. And lastly, God is making a disciple out of all of us. And that's because you're chosen. You're chosen generation, royal priesthood, holy nation, a peculiar people. Amen. And so on this Thanksgiving Day, be reminded that God chose you. I definitely could not have made it without all of your support of the Lioness Queen podcast. Remember to subscribe and share a review. I would absolutely love to hear from you. Until next time, let's all live residue free in 2023 and walk in everything God has destined for you to be. Amen and amen.